few radio ministries represented here. This may also be interesting, particularly the kind typified by the current contemporary Christian music radio stations, who admittedly offer programming that is very shallow, but is yet good, clean fun.
That's a great movement. I heard this past week that John MacArthur was taken off of one of the major stations in America and replaced by Christian hip-hop music. It's a great trend, isn't it, John? I heard a song the other day. I was driving to the office, and I was listening to one of these songs, and I counted the same phrase in one song 42 times. And I thought, what's wrong with this picture?
Another thing that is missing in the modern music is there are no subtleties. There are no theological nuances. There are no inferences that those who are more deep in the things of God capture. The richness is out. Everything seems to be across the surface. And the great hymns of the past were great poetry, but more than that, they were great poetry that gripped the depth of doctrinal truth in all of its richness and nuance. And that seems to be missing in the sort of superficial kinds of things that we hear today. Just one other note. I really do think your spiritual growth determines your response to that kind of thing. I really have very little interest in listening to much of Christian music. It doesn't serve any purpose in my heart. It doesn't produce worship. It doesn't thrill my soul. And some of it irritates me. A lot of it irritates me. It gets in the way of whatever they're trying to say. But I think that has a lot to do with how deeply you think about truth, biblical truth.
Can I put in a plug for the book or the chapter or the article that Mark Dever mentioned earlier today by Carl Truman called What Can Miserable Christians Sing? And that article, which originally appeared in Thumelios, is now a part of a collection of Carl's essays published by Christian Focus out of Scotland called The Wages of Spin. And it's an excellent set of essays, by the way, but that article is in there. It's very thought-provoking on this very subject that you're talking about.
I have to say, though, in addition to that, that music isn't bad just because it's new. I mean, there also has to be some really fine compositions being made and created today, even as we speak. And remember, the rich hymns of the church and the great choral music of the church at one time, they were all new, they were contemporary. But one of the things that we love them so much is because they've stood the test of time. We see songs in the popular realm and the secular realm hit the top of the charts, a meteoric rise. They last a few weeks and then they're gone. But there's a test over time where God gives His church great music.
And that happened in the past, too. I mean, Charles Wesley wrote 6,000 hymns, you know, and we sing several of his still today.
Yeah, but we don't sing 6,000 of them.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.